Tomorrow is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and in Philadelphia, Jewish advocacy groups are using the occasion to draw attention to the plight of elderly Holocaust survivors in the city. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, many struggle to pay for repairing their homes that they don't want to leave.
Sylvia Janoy is 91 and originally from eastern Poland. When she was 13, she lost many family members in the Holocaust.
My mother, 3 brothers. My father died together with my brothers. My sister-in-law, her 2-year-old son, my aunt, and a lot of her children. She had 6 children. Oh, please. It's.
Janoy was captured by the Germans, but she managed to escape, convincing Nazi soldiers that she was not Jewish.
I had braids. I didn't look Jewish at all. I was blonde when I was young.
Then she obtained something else that helped her survive.
False document, false birth certificate with a different name. And that's what it was. And this is why I'm alive today. Would have I stayed there? There was nobody came out alive.
Janoy says while living briefly outside Berlin, she met others who escaped much more brutal conditions.
I look different than the one that came from the concentration camp. Because I had my hair. They looked like live skeletons without hair. Their cheeks are all like this. You've seen a movie or something. It's everything true and worse.
Eventually, Janoy made her way to Northeast Philadelphia around 1974 and raised 2 daughters. Her first husband died in a car crash. Her second husband died of natural causes 3 years ago.
My income shrunk because my husband's not here. But the house is paid. I just have to pay, taxes and insurance and all these things.
Janoy is one of an estimated 500,000 Holocaust survivors around the world. As their needs grow, services for the population haven't kept up. Brian Gralnick of the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says the group has spent $20,000 last year helping to fix up homes of the elderly survivors. For them, an absolute last resort is a nursing home.
Which really can cause re-traumatization, brings back PTSD, things like unfamiliar showers and uniforms can really trigger a Holocaust survivor. So we try and go above and beyond in providing resources.
About 1 in 4 Holocaust survivors nationwide lives in poverty. Gralnick says those numbers are true locally, too.
Most of the Holocaust survivors in Northeast Philadelphia are economically insecure and really warrant services from the community.
Janoy says on her fixed income, scraping up enough money for little things has been hard.
The thing was so old and so rusty. My husband made a door from the utility room into the garage so I don't have to go all around with it. Shopping and stuff. All of a sudden, the door doesn't close.
Advocates say for some Holocaust survivors whose lives have depended on tapping into inner strength, it's sometimes hard to accept help. But when it's offered from their own community, it's often easier to receive. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.